This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, March 25th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Rock breaks. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. begins auger drill program at Patos Rare Earth Project in Brazil. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. has initiated a 10-hole auger drill program at its Patos Rare Earth Project in Brazil. The program aims to assess the project's potential for rare earth mineralization and is part of due diligence for a potential property option agreement. Samples will be analyzed by a certified laboratory, with the program expected to conclude within 2 weeks. This aligns with the company's strategy to build a diversified rare earth platform in Brazil. Investor news breaks. Volition RX Limited NYSE American, VNRX, reports over 95% early-stage cancer detection using CaptureSeq technology. Volition RX Limited NYSE American, VNRX, has reported over 95% sensitivity for stage 1 and 2 cancers, with 95% specificity, using its CaptureSeq liquid biopsy technology. The proof-of-concept data from a blinded validation cohort of 81 subjects showed detection rates of 94% for stage 1 and 96% for stage 2 cancers, with an overall sensitivity of 93% and specificity of 95%, highlighting the potential for early cancer detection.
GeoVax provides update on Geo-MVA program. GeoVax Labs Inc. announced completion of clinical product release testing for its Geo-MVA vaccine program, supporting the upcoming pivotal Phase 3 trial. Final product release is scheduled for early April, enabling the initiation of an immune bridging study in line with EMA guidance. The availability of Geo-MVA clinical material signifies a crucial step towards potential regulatory approval and commercialization, positioning GeoVax at a pivotal inflection point.
Trailbreaker closes $3,500,000 flow-through financing. Trailbreaker Resources Limited has closed a $3.50 million flow-through financing, issuing 2,500,000 CMETC FEET units and 4,200,000 FEET units. The proceeds will fund critical mineral exploration expenses with a hold period of 4 months plus 1 day. Finder's fees and broker warrants were also issued. The company plans to use the funds to advance its exploration projects. Final exchange approval is pending.
AI platforms found to have 0% data leakage in new study. In a groundbreaking study, Search Atlas has revealed that leading AI platforms, including OpenAI and Google AI Mode, show 0% data leakage when handling sensitive information. The research, which evaluated 6 major language models, found no evidence of retained or replayed user data, providing reassurance for businesses and individuals. The study also highlighted the distinction between AI hallucinations and data exposure, emphasizing the importance of verifying AI-generated responses.
Premature placental separation may increase the child's risk of heart disease by age 28. Research shows that individuals born to mothers with placental abruption are at a higher risk of developing or dying from cardiovascular disease. These findings underscore the importance of monitoring children born to mothers with this complication for heart and stroke-related conditions as they age.
Golden Caribou completes 754 meters drill hole ending in mineralization and applies to register additional mineral claims. Golden Caribou Resources Limited completes a 754-meter drill hole ending in mineralization near a Cisco Development Corp's claim boundary. The company also applies to register additional mineral claims in British Columbia. President and CEO Frank Callahan expresses optimism about the potential of the system and eagerly awaits assay results. Maps and photos are available on the company's website.
Thank you for joining us, and that's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.